We here in Cook County do have our share of adventures, and our next guest is no exception. Lindsay Galt is a New Zealand man who's bicycling from the Arctic Circle to the Pacific to the Atlantic, all to raise money for the Cancer Society of New Zealand. He stopped in Grand Marais to visit his biking buddy, Buck Benson, and he joins us now in the studio. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Lindsay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming. So you're riding your bike from Inuvik on the Arctic Circle to the Atlantic Ocean. That's a bit of a jaunt, you got to admit.
It's got to be all or nothing for me. It sort of started out as a little venture across part of Canada, and then people added bits and I added bits, and eventually it got the whole continent.
All right. So why are you doing the bike ride?
The motivation is multiple fold. It's the Cancer Society thing. I've got two sisters who were diagnosed with breast cancer just before I came away. So to raise funds for cancer research is obviously a prime one. But also I'm driven by the adventure and fascination with places like the Arctic. And I've never seen Canada before, never been to the US in this sort of area before. So connecting a whole lot of dots, really.
I have so many questions, I hardly know where to start. So let's just start with the trip. You started in Inuvik.
Yes.
And then you headed sort of in a south-southwesterly direction to hit the Pacific.
Basically following down from Inuvik across the Arctic Circle through the Dempster Highway, which goes out to Dawson City, close to the Alaska border, then further down to the Cassiar Highway, which is still heading southwest, out to Stewart, which is an arm of the Pacific. So that was my touch of the Pacific Ocean.
And so let's start back at Inuvik.
Yeah.
What time of year was that?
Started on the bike on the 1st of June. So I was on the road just after the snow melted and before the ferries across the big rivers had opened. So it was a little bit of a mission getting across the rivers because I had to wait for local fishermen to take me and my bike across.
All right. Yeah. So how do you even prepare for something that is this huge? I mean, when you finish this, how many miles will you have biked?
Kilometres, I'll have biked 12,000, which roughly equates, I think, to around 7,000 miles.
That sounds about right, yeah.
So it's a long way.
All right. And on one bike?
One bike, one little trailer towed behind with food and stuff.
I was going to get into that because I want to know, how do you prepare for this sort of thing? Do you have caches along the way that you've set up? Do you have people that are helping you supplies-wise? Tell me about the logistics of this amazing trip.
Well, it's about planning. It's about planning, advanced planning ahead, knowing where it's possible to get supplies, loading up with enough to get to the next supply point. For example, from Inuvik down to Dawson City, there's literally nothing. So, and also I had to prepare to wait for to get across the big Arctic rivers coming down the Mackenzie and the Peel River. So I had to be prepared to be waiting there for perhaps a week. So when I started, I had probably 3 weeks' food.
And what does that weigh?
My bike, me and my trailer, weighs 180 kilograms. And so it's a load. It's a big load.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw pictures on your blog of the little trailer. And
yes.
It's tiny.
It is tiny, but it's low slung and it carries the heavy weight of the load. So the heavy weight is not on the bike; it's towed behind.
But you did a lot of climbing so far. I mean, you've gone into the Rockies, you've gone over the Continental Divide, maybe more than once. I'm not sure.
Yes, over the Continental Divide at least twice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So even having a low slung trailer that's carrying most of the weight, you're still dragging that up the mountains. So this is huge. How many calories do you want to consume in a day when you're doing that sort of exercise?
I'm feeding myself for about 6,000 calories burn a day, and you just have to get the right food to to make that calorie burn up and make sure you're not losing muscle on the way, because otherwise it's a downward spiral. You just have to keep pumping food into yourself all the time.
Yeah, we're talking with Lindsay Galt. I want people to know that who we're speaking with here. Lindsay Galt is from New Zealand originally.
Correct.
And he met Buck Benson in New Zealand. Is that where you first met?
Yes. I organised a bike trip through New Zealand, and I was finding it difficult to get the last few numbers, and then somebody popped up Buck Benson's name as a long distance cyclist who would enjoy cycling New Zealand. So we met riding the length of New Zealand,
wow,
which is a slightly shorter ride than this one.
So Lindsay, you seem to have this penchant for long distance biking. How did that all start?
It started with I got out of a long career in software, computer software, and I wanted a clean break. And I rode my bike from Cairo to Cape Town with a Canadian company, incidentally, called TDA. Can't remember what the acronym stands for, but rode through Africa from Cairo to Cape Town, and that sort of hooked me into this long, long distance bike riding.
And I bet on that adventure you saw lots of critters and had some interesting.
I certainly did. I was chased by an elephant, but in relative terms, the wildlife in Canada, BC, and the north has far exceeded what you see on the road in Africa, surprisingly.
So I have two critter stories that I want you to tell us about in what you've done so far in your bike trip from the Arctic to ultimately to the Atlantic. And one of them from your blog is you titled it Mosquito Soup.
Mosquito soup. Well, many people will be aware of the bugs and mosquitoes that infest some of the areas there, but I was in an area when I was trying to cook outside and in clouds of flies with a fly screen over my head, which I'd lift up trying to get a mouthful without too many mosquitoes, with mosquitoes dive bombing the plate of food, and gave up trying to fish the ones out, because you try and fish one out and there's 10 more in there. So just a little bit of extra protein, and because I'd been sucking my blood, I was also probably getting some EPO boost from recycled blood along the way.
Gross, but I get it. Yeah. Oh, Lindsay Galt is with us, and he is biking from the Arctic Circle. He's already touched the Pacific Ocean, and he's going to end up at the Atlantic. And when do you think that's going to be? What's your time frame?
I'm booked to fly home on the 16th of October, so I've sort of got a deadline to get over there, but I'm a little bit ahead of schedule at the moment.
Awesome.
It'll be October sometime.
So being ahead of schedule is what allowed you to come swing down to Grand Marais and visit friends?
That was always on the plan, the swing down here. One, it avoided a particularly nasty section of Canadian Trans-Canada Highway. And it also was a chance to catch up with three friends who rode through New Zealand. So
nice.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay. All right, now I want to go to the other critter story. Apparently you've had an encounter with a bear or two or three.
Well, I'd done a lot of reading about the risks of bears on the road, and I'd prepared myself with bear spray, and I was climbing up this long, slow hill on the Dempster Highway, and I heard this slight grunt and a pant beside me, and I looked over my shoulder, and I was looking right into the eyes of a grizzly. He was literally within touching distance of my right arm. And
okay, I just got shivers. Seriously, yeah.
And I had a moment. Luckily had this moment of clarity. I just saw this animal beside me, and I just thought, this is a magnificent creature. And if I hadn't had that, I think I would have just panicked crazily. But I stopped the bike, got my bear spray out, and the bear came straight for my... I had a bag on the front of my bike which had my snacks in it, and he just put his teeth into that bag and gave it a pull. And he was just intent on getting whatever was in that bag. And I said, well, I'm sort of past the point of standing up and being tall and yelling loudly. It's got to be bear spray. So with him about a foot away, I got a blast of bear spray into his face, and he didn't like that too much and took off.
But with or without the snacks?
Without the snacks.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it was the next 20 kilometres or so that the heart rate started to really kick in, because I was looking over my shoulder. I couldn't ride faster, obviously. And
how did your legs even function? I mean, at that point, don't you just like lose all strength? And, you know,
I was shaking, and I didn't have any choice. I was at the point of no return. I couldn't go back to down the hill, because I was in a totally isolated place, and the only way was to keep going forward and hope the bear didn't recover from his nasty.
Yeah, he would not be your friend at that point.
He wouldn't have been my friend.
Wow. Lindsay Galt is with us on the Roadhouse, and he's telling us about his epic trip, his bike trip that he started in June in the Arctic Circle up at Inuvik. He'll end up somewhere on the Atlantic coast of Canada. Do you know what your...
Sydney, Nova Scotia is the end point. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Beautiful country you're riding through.
It has been magnificent country. I was blown away by the space and the sense of peace up in the Arctic, and the mountains in the distance, which never seemed to get any closer. It was just beautiful country. And then, of course, BC and the Rockies, and quite surprisingly, across the prairies. I was expecting just to grind it out across the prairies in the wind, but I found the space and the peace riding across there was really, really, really great.
Did you have tailwind?
I had a fickle wind. It was alternating from blowing me along one day to blowing in my face and frustrating me the next day. So it was, it was a mixed bag.
All right.
Yeah.
Lindsay, what's your average mileage on a day?
Depending, obviously, on things like wind and mountains in the way, it's somewhere between 70 and 100 kilometres a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a bit.
It is. It's always
like 60,
hurts.
About around 60 miles, 60, 65 miles. I'm trying to do the calculation.
No, I was miles, I was saying.
Kilometres, you were saying.
I'm saying 70 to 100 miles.
Oh, okay.
So about 110 kilometres to 160 kilometres.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. See, I haven't even been following my script here. I've just been taking off on all these questions because I was so looking forward to talking to you today.
Yeah.
So we've talked about your route. Do you have friends that are joining you on little bits of this? Do you have people that are meeting you along the line? Or are you pretty much restocking, buying the stuff that you need, and then proceeding based on, you know, a plan of, you know, so many miles till my next restock? Or how is that happening? I'm trying to wrap my brain around.
Pretty much, I'm really functioning on the plan that I originally had, which was supply points and doing the solo thing. But I've been joined by friends on a couple of stages, some other friends that were riding with Buck and I through New Zealand, down through Jasper, and through the Great Divide Trail down from Banff. And hopefully Buck will be joining me for a section around Lake Superior, so I'll have some company for that section. But support-wise, it's solo. I'm looking after food supplies and working out if the dots on the map have got a shop or not, or a camp or not.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're staying in a tent, obviously.
Yes.
What sort of sleeping bag / bedding do you take with you?
Well, it was dictated really by the Arctic, because the Arctic at that time of year still could have been down into the minus temperatures and fairly, fairly cold. So I've got a Arctic level sleeping bag, and I've got a Therm-a-Rest blow up sleeping mat, and I've also got a little closed cell mat on top of that, just for a bit of extra comfort and insulation. So I was really had to be prepared for the worst of the weather up in the coldest parts.
And now you're carrying that with you.
Now I'm carrying that extra weight. Yes. Yeah.
All right. So you're doing this to raise money for Cancer Society, as you mentioned earlier on, because of your sisters. How much money do you hope to raise by this? And can people still contribute? Can they go on your website and...
Yes, the website's got a direct link into the Cancer Society. The aim at the moment is 10,000. I hope to exceed that, depending on how it goes. But the website has got a direct link in to allow people to contribute into the cancer research.
Can you tell people what that website is?
And it's Cancer Ride Arctic Pacific Atlantic. .kiwi.nz with dashes between everything.
All right, we'll have that on our website too eventually, so people can find it. And it's a fun blog to look at. The other thing I wanted to ask you is some of the pictures that you've posted are really fabulous. I mean, you some of the buildings that you've seen, that you've ridden by. What sort of camera do you have with you?
I've just got a little shockproof, waterproof camera that's not going to worry if I fall in the water or fall off my bike. So it's a pretty basic.
And then you hope to get to a place where you can upload to your blog.
Yeah.
Yeah, get a little Wi-Fi.
Yeah, every time I can get to an internet spot. But I have been avoiding the big towns, so I've been focusing on little towns which are more comfortable on a bike to come into.
Yeah.
So... as often as I can, I'll be updating that.
All right. We're talking with New Zealand biker Lindsay Galt, who is doing this epic ride from the Arctic Circle. He's already touched the Pacific. He's going to go keep on riding until he touches the Atlantic. He's here in Grand Marais visiting his friend, his biking friend, Buck Benson, and he's joined us in the studio. I just have to ask, what's your next adventure after this one? Do you have one already in the works?
They come flying at you from all sorts of quarters when you do something like this. I haven't decided yet, and until I talk to my wife about being away for 5 months or being that long time away again, I can't commit to anything else.
Probably
yet.
Wise,
but there's a few plans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will they be North American plans, for instance?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure yet.
Right. There is, I don't want to get you into any trouble.
Buck is trying to talk me into Great Divide, and there's other options as well. So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a real pleasure. We've been talking with Lindsay Galt, again, New Zealander, pedaling his bicycle from the Arctic Circle to the Atlantic via the Pacific. And he's been in the studio talking with us on the Roadhouse. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Thank you very much. Cheers.